KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 34 degrees in Atlantic, or actually 24 degrees, I should say. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy, with a high around 32. In the news, two people were arrested on drug charges early this morning in Adams County. The sheriff's office reports that at around 12:30 a.m., Adams County deputies saw a vehicle pull into the Casey's General Store parking lot after closing hours. Upon making contact with the vehicle's occupants, deputies detected an odor of burnt marijuana coming from the vehicle. A probable cause search was conducted, during which three marijuana pipes and a meth pipe were found in possession of the driver, Kaylee Hudson of Red Oak. A passenger, Jason Ahearns, also of Red Oak, was found to be in possession of a clear plastic baggie containing a substance believed to be meth and a meth pipe. Deputies also located several prescription medications in the trunk of the vehicle that did not belong to the vehicle's occupants. In addition to the possession charges, Kaylee Hudson was charged with unlawful possession of a prescription drug. And separately, following a traffic stop at around 10:30 last night in Adams County, Gwendy Kenyon of Corning was taken into custody for driving while revoked in association with previous OWI charges. A man and woman were arrested on theft and trespass charges Friday in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 18-year-old Wyatt Dean Baldwin and 24-year-old Kimberly Lynn Williams, both of Villisca, were arrested following incidents that occurred in the 100 block of 4th Avenue, the 600 block of East 6th Street, and 200 block of South 5th Avenue in Villisca. At those locations, a suspect allegedly took several Christmas decorations. Multiple decorations were recovered. Baldwin was arrested on three counts each of fifth-degree theft and trespass, while Williams was arrested on one count each of fifth-degree theft and trespass. If you are missing any items from the Villisca area, contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Police and Council Bluffs say several vehicles sustained damage overnight Friday and early this morning. Officers responded to the 600 block of South 1st Street for a report of a vehicle with a broken window. Upon arrival in the area, several vehicles were located with broken windows. The preliminary investigation revealed several vehicle windows had been shot out with some type of projectile. The vehicles were located primarily on South 1st Street in the 200 to 600 block. The damage was listed at over $500. Police say if your vehicle has been damaged in the area mentioned, call the Council Bluffs Police Department's non-emergency line at 712-328-5737. An officer will come to the scene and make a report. If you wish to make a report over the phone, you can call 712-326-2501. The incidents are still under investigation. If you have any information or may have witnessed the incidents, call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. That's 712-328-7867. They appreciate any information you're able to provide. A collision between a car and an SUV Friday night in Council Bluffs resulted in one injury and damage to a home. Council Bluffs police said the driver of a 2005 Chevy Cavalier, 18-year-old Caitlin DeWalle of Council Bluffs, was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of a 2010 Jeep Liberty, 19-year-old Mariah Yagao of Norfolk, Nebraska, suffered minor injuries. She was also cited for disobedience to signs and signals. Officials say at around 9:20 p.m. Friday, emergency personnel responded to the area of North 30th Street and Avenue A in Council Bluffs for a personal injury crash, during which a vehicle struck a house. Investigators concluded that Yagao was driving her SUV northbound on 30th Street and at the intersection of Avenue A failed to yield the right-of-way. Her SUV drove into the path of a Cavalier, which was traveling west on Avenue A. The two vehicles collided in the intersection, sending the Jeep Liberty into a residence in the 3000 Avenue A, causing damage to the residence. Building inspectors were called out to assess the damage to that home. Three people were arrested in connection with a December 4th burglary in Messina. Deputies from Cass County, with assistance from the Adair County Sheriff's Office, executed a search warrant Thursday at 101 Pine Street in Messina. Arrested at the scene was 49-year-old Clifford Thomas Good of Council Bluffs. Good was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant. As a result of the continuing investigation, property reported stolen and the burglary was recovered, resulting in the arrest of 27-year-old Michael Allen Keelan of Messina on a felony charge of theft in the second degree and burglary in the third degree. 26-year-old Stephanie Lynn Wood of Messina was also arrested on a felony possession of stolen property charge. Good was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was awaiting transport to Pottawatomie County. Keelan and Wood were also taken to the Cass County Jail, and both remain held on $5,000 bond each. Police in Red Oak were called to Montgomery County Memorial Hospital Friday morning. Officers were responding to a call about a female who was being disorderly. After arriving, and upon further investigation, Red Oak police arrested 37-year-old Rose Amber Lopez of Red Oak. Lopez was taken into custody at around 8:30 a.m. for disorderly conduct and booked into the Montgomery County Jail, where her cash bond was set at $300. The Union County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported following a rollover accident Thursday evening. Officials say 39-year-old Marshall Joseph Weidman of Creston was driving a 2007 Chrysler PT Cruiser northbound on Highway 25 at around 7:30 p.m. when a deer ran out in front of him. Weidman, who was wearing his seatbelt, swerved to avoid hitting the animal, and in the process lost control of the car. The vehicle entered the west ditch and landed on its top. Damage was estimated at $4,000. The Union County Sheriff's Office said also that a Creston woman reported late Thursday morning that sometime over the last month, someone took license plate number CAA875 off of a 1991 Ford Ranger that was sitting on her property. The plates were valued at $50. Also in Western Iowa news, a Denison man has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for a car crash that led to the death of a teenaged girl. Ramon Hernandez was sentenced Friday in Crawford County District Court for his convictions on vehicular homicide, 3 counts of distribution of a controlled substance to a minor, and 5 other counts. He had faced up to 109 years in prison. Authorities say Hernandez drove through a farm field with 4 teenagers in his car before it plunged into the Boyer River on January 19th. He and the others reached safety. The body of 15-year-old Joanna Acosta of Denison was found 1 week later on January 26th. Hernandez is being required to serve up to 10 years in prison before he's eligible for parole. Taking a look at our funeral announcements on KJAN, Clarence E. Boswell, age 92, of Cumberland, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Clarence Boswell will be today at 10:30 at the St. Peter's United Church of Christ, south of Messina. Pearson Family Funeral Service and Cremation Center in Corning is in charge of the arrangements. Dale M. Edwards, age 93, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Dale Edwards will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Arnold M. Carney, age 71, of Oakland, died Wednesday at his home. A graveside service for Arnold Carney will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland, with lunch at the Oakland Christian Church to follow. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Edgar Robertson, age 86, of Fontenelle and formerly of Diagonal, died Friday at his home in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Edgar Robertson will be held Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Armstrong Funeral Home in Mount Air. And Deborah Bagshaw, age 43, of Messina, died Thursday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Deborah Bagshaw are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.